We're also joined by renowned public radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Patricia Morgan, a lot of your economic development plan is based on tax cuts. I'd like to ask you about states like Kansas and Oklahoma, where there have been such severe tax cuts that they're having difficulty operating some schools and doing some other basic functions of state government. Does that serve as a rebuttal to the idea that tax cuts are the way forward for economic growth, that things can go too far out of hand the other way?
Oh, I don't think any of the tax cuts that I have would be considered severe, but they are tax cuts that are needed for our economy. One of those is a $4 million tax cut for our military veterans. You know, we had a legislator who said, let's pay everybody $10,000 to come to Rhode Island. For $4 million, we can keep our military veterans here. They have leadership skills. They have specialized knowledge about the defense industry. We have a great defense industry in Rhode Island. Let's grow it.
We had Commerce Secretary Stephen Pryor here last week, and I asked him about the incentive package for Electric Boat, which is a very lucrative corporation. He says it's important to help them maximize their output in Rhode Island, and he says the state is also pursuing efforts to support small businesses. So how do you square that with your view that the Commerce Corporation is focused too much on incentives to entities, some of them coming from out of state?
All right. In Electric Boat, my understanding is most of that money is to improve the roadways down there. There's going to be a lot of heavy shipping or trucking on those roads. I think government can build roads and infrastructure, but we are giving money out. I do consider it corporate welfare. We are giving out money to build hotels here. Those hotels would have been built without us giving them money. Our focus has been on real estate deals and not on economic development. Economic development means doing those hard things, removing the bad policies and practices that are weighing down our economy, that are keeping companies from coming here willingly.
Well, the governor's office points to something like 27 job deals, many of them that they say are bringing new jobs to Rhode Island. You know, these are companies. So do you disagree with that?
Yeah, we're paying an awful lot of money for a handful of jobs.
You know, one of the governor's key things in his campaign, she's thrown out her first commercial. And obviously, every governor who has this happen on his or her watch is going to say this. But unemployment is down considerably in Rhode Island. It's probably the lowest since the 1990s when Governor Allman was in office. How much credit do you give Governor Raimondo?
And yet our state is still above the national average.
Well, barely, though.
We still are. The nation has improved. And I think most of our improvement comes from the national economy being on such a tear lately. We haven't in Rhode Island
done. So President Trump deserves more of the credit for this than Governor Raimondo?
I think the national economy is dragging Rhode Island along. Remember, we have the terrible circumstance of being first into a recession and the last out. And I don't see anything we've done in the last 8 years, 9 years, I guess it is, to actually improve our business climate here. We are still bumping along the bottom. There are a few improvements, like the unemployment, the cuts to the unemployment insurance. But we
How
have
about
still
the car tax cut?
That's a good thing. Yeah, you know, I support the car tax cut. But there are so many policies out there, practices, state laws that continue to weigh us down. And until we actually tackle those, every single one of them, by the way, has somebody who likes them. But we need to do that hard work. If we can get our economy to be welcoming to companies, we won't have to pay everybody to come here.
House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello is a Democrat, and he has kind words about Cranston Mayor Alan Fung. Mattiello is a Cranston resident, but Mattiello says he's supporting Governor Gina Raimondo for re-election. Do you see any evidence that Mattiello or his team are offering any support to Mayor Fung for his campaign for governor?
You know, I think that there are a lot of things that have been. So in his last election, Speaker Mattiello bragged about giving Cranston an extra $5 million. That certainly helps Mayor Fung. I think if every community had gotten an extra $5 million, they wouldn't have to raise as many taxes either.
I'm wondering how you feel about the Burrville power plant. Build it or not build it?
I am against it. I just don't think it fits into that area very well. It's a very rural area. I think we need to look at other alternatives to that.
How do you feel about the wind power?
It's just not good in Burrville.
How about the wind power initiative? How do you feel about that?
I actually think I have to know more about it. My concern with wind power has always been the cost of it. The original 5 turbines are going to add an extra $500 million to ratepayers' bills.
Over how many years is that?
It was over 10 years, but that's still an awful lot of money. That undermines our economy. So what I need to know about these new windmills is how much that electricity is going to cost. So right now, natural gas is 7.2 cents per kilowatt hour. We're paying this year 24 cents for the deep water wind electricity, and that will increase to 49 cents over 10 years. So that's locked in by contract. Those 5 turbines are going to cost us an enormous amount. I'd like to know what the new ones are going to cost.
Patricia Morgan, you say if you are elected governor, you will undo the toll program that the state is scheduled to start next week. The governor's office says they think they have a strong legal case if and when the Trucking Association sues against the tolling program. Do you think it's going to play out differently from that in court?
I do. I think we know that tolls are coming on Monday, and I believe that the Trucking Association is going to sue immediately. So we will very quickly get into that litigation. I've been assured that the Trucking Association thinks they have a very, very good case that this law is unconstitutional. We're treating one class of a vehicle different than other classes of vehicle.
Well, don't they cause a lot more problems for the roads than your car and my car?
Actually, that's such an old study. That's about 60 years old, that study, and it was based on engineering. What has caused most of the damage is our lack of maintaining our bridges. We weren't washing them off at the end of every winter. We weren't keeping the salt and the sand off of them, and that's what has caused the problem. Lack of maintenance, not trucks.
We can't let you go without asking you a question about President Trump. What do you think of the argument emanating from the White House that President Trump could pardon himself if the special prosecutor finds any wrongdoing against him? Do you agree with that?
You know, I don't think he should do it.
Why?
I just think it would be wrong for him to do that. Let's see how it plays out.
Wondering how you feel about the $250 million school bond that everybody seems to be coalescing around.
I'm supportive of the bond. We really need to get our schools repaired. Teachers, students, they deserve to spend their days in healthy schools. They just do. I am concerned, however, that municipalities will now have to find another $250 million. And that a lot of municipalities, especially those that need the money the most, are really reaching the height of their debt load. We can't just keep putting this stuff on a credit card.
We're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And Republican candidate for Rhode Island Governor, Patricia Morgan, thank you.
Thank you for having me.